From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 13th, the morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football, I thought I was going to die. Burnley boss on sepsis scare. Burnley manager Jackie Buchtler will be in the dugout at Turf Moor on Sunday for the first time, but 9 months ago she was fighting for her life. The American joined the club in December to work with the women's first team and men's academy, full of excitement for the next step in her coaching career. But 3 weeks later, Buchtler was rushed to A&E and diagnosed with sepsis, a life-threatening illness that left her bedridden for days. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Palestine welcomes BRICS support for two-state solution to Israeli conflict. BRICS support may enhance Palestine's international recognition prospects, potentially influencing global diplomatic dynamics and market perceptions. Third, from the Hindu top OpenAI, Altman says AI unlikely to lead to jobs apocalypse. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said on Tuesday, May 26, 2026, the rapid development and adoption of AI would not lead to a global jobs apocalypse, and the technology had not claimed as many white collar jobs as he had feared. The post-Palestine welcomes BRICS support for two-state solution to Israeli conflict appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next. Speaking virtually at a Commonwealth Bank of Australia CBA conference in Sydney, Mr. Altman said he was initially concerned about the impact AI would have on global employment levels. He said he and his executives had been roughly right on the technological predictions made by OpenAI when it launched ChatGPT in 2022. And then, fourth, from The Guardian UK, thousands of miles of new power lines are needed to deliver climate targets and energy security, but bills will rise in the short term and opponents are mobilizing. Britain is embarking on one of the largest overhauls of its electricity grid in generations, a megaproject in which five times more infrastructure will be built by 2030 than was constructed during the previous three decades. Mapped, the £150 spin megaproject that aims to protect Britain from energy shocks. Tens of billions of pounds are being spent on new pylons, subsea cables and converter stations to connect a growing fleet of wind and solar farms and carry clean power to where it is needed. Continue reading next. Fifth, from IndieWire, Vintage Violence Review. Too much is never enough in Eugene Kotlarenko's overstimulating crime comedy. Powered by WordPress.com VIP. Powered by WordPress.com VIP. Tiff, Gonzo Bludgeon and manic camera work are the focus in this over-the-top crime caper set in the Japanese vintage underworld. In genre movies, streamers have become the new frat boys, characters so obnoxious the audience can't wait to watch them die. Up next, sixth, from Sky Sports. England player ratings, Lawrence Cox, gay selection headache as all impress. England secured a significant 8-wicket victory over Pakistan in the third test at Edgbaston, completing a home series whitewash. Dan Lawrence stood out, earning player of the match honours with a solid 52 wickets and a remarkable slip catch. His performance, alongside impressive contributions from Emilio Gay and Jordan Cox, has created a selection dilemma for the team moving forward. Ben Duckett struggled throughout the series, failing to make an impact with the bat. In contrast, Gay managed a half-century but fell for a duck in the second innings, raising questions about his spot in the lineup. Jordan Cox, however, showcased resilience with a calm unbeaten 50, which helped steer England to victory. Joe Root also played a crucial role, scoring a vital 62 not out when the team needed it most. Harry Brook continued to be a consistent performer, though he missed out on a century. Lawrence's all-around skills, including his bowling and fielding, have solidified his case for a permanent place. Jamie Smith contributed well before an injury sidelined him for the second innings, while Gus Atkinson had a challenging series but showed promise in his bowling. Ollie Robinson was impressive with both bat and ball, further establishing his role in the team. Overall, England's performance sets a positive tone as they prepare for future challenges. And then, seventh, from The Guardian Sport, I want Tinafimo. Ryan Garcia calls out rivals after two-round destruction of Conor Benn. Garcia stops Ben 1:25 into second-round champion Flores challenger with concussive right. Lopez, Haney, Stevenson among possible fights. Ryan Garcia needed less than 4 minutes to blow away Conor Benn before turning his sights on the rest of the welterweight division. The 28-year-old American demolished Benn inside 2 rounds on Saturday night to retain his World Boxing Council championship at 147 lb, dropping the British challenger with a concussive right hand before the referee stepped in moments later at T-Mobile Arena. Next, eighth, from New Atlas. Has an Indian disruptor just built the world's lightest off-road helmet? A new Indian company claims to have created the world's lightest off-road helmet, which is definitely intriguing. While it's easy to be skeptical about such bold claims, especially from a lesser-known brand, the helmet is made from carbon fiber, a material known for its strength-to-weight ratio. This could mean better protection without the bulkiness that often comes with off-road gear. What's particularly interesting is the focus on affordability. Many high-quality helmets can be quite pricey, so if this one manages to balance safety and cost, it could be a game-changer for riders looking for both performance and value. As with any new product, it's essential to wait for independent testing and reviews to see how it holds up in real-world conditions. But if the claims are backed by solid evidence, this helmet could really shake up the market. Up next, 9th, from the Daily Beast. The president's 35-year-old aide, who has become a near-constant presence at his side, followed her boss on his two-day trip, prompting journalist Aaron Ruper to post a photo of her with the simple observation, "Look who made the trip to Ireland." That apparently was enough to set off the White House's Rapid Response 47 team. Trump goons unload on freak journalist over Natalie Harp. Natalie Harp was in Ireland with Donald Trump. Naturally, rather than ignore the post, the taxpayer-funded communications operation lashed out by calling Ruper a sick, deluded freak who posts creepy things from behind his keyboard. And then, 10th, from Channel News Asia. Second Life, Nepal tunnel survivor recalls ordeal. Nepali hydropower worker Sanjay Sah's survival was a rare ray of hope after a disaster that killed at least 1,429 people and left more than 5,640 missing. Septari, Nepal, for 10 days, Nepali hydropower worker Sanjay Sah survived in darkness inside a flooded tunnel, drinking muddy water and losing all sense of time as he desperately prayed for rescue. When a disaster response team finally pulled him to safety on Sep 4, Sa's first question showed how deeply the ordeal had disoriented him. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.